It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10.
And this is Deepti Ranjan. Today is the 20th of December and here are the top news of the day. In a major development in the mysterious death of Chittaranjan Pallai in Odisha, the post-mortem report confirmed that the cause of death is drowning. Pallai was a key aide of BJD leader and deputy chairman of State Planning Board Sanjay Das Barma. Additional district medical officer Pranab Shankar Das said that the post-mortem report of Chittaranjan Pallai has arrived and the finding of the report revealed that he died of drowning. Das said that the post-mortem report has been sent to forensic lab.
The Indian Council of Medical Research or ICMR has designed a diagnostic kit for detection of Omicron variant of the coronavirus and has invited expression of interest from in vitro diagnostics kit manufacturers for undertaking transfer of technology for its development and commercialization. The ICMR Regional Medical Research Center, NE Dibrugarh, one of the institutes of the ICMR New Delhi, has developed the novel technology real-time RT-PCR assay for detection of Omicron variant of SARS-CoV-2 and a kit for the same.
According to top official sources, over 31 lakh houses have been completed under rural housing schemes in Odisha in a span of 6 years. As many as 31,08,471 houses allotted to the beneficiary under different schemes were completed and 1,75,960 houses are in different stages of construction. Chief Secretary S.C. Mahapatra, while presiding over the Oversight Committee meeting on rural housing schemes on Saturday, directed the authorities to allot pakka houses to all 8,575 eligible families under particularly vulnerable tribal group category in a time-bound manner.
Odisha continued to remain in the grip of intense cold wave conditions with mercury plummeting further in several places. From coastal to interior Odisha, the winter chill is being felt in most parts of the state, throwing normal life of people out of gear. The biting cold conditions are forcing people to remain indoors during the morning and evening hours. According to the forecast of the India Meteorological Department, dry weather will prevail in the state for the next 4 days. The minimum temperature or night temperature is likely to drop by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius in coming days and no significant change will be seen thereafter. Daringbadi recorded as the coldest place in the state with a minimum temperature of 8.5 degrees Celsius on Sunday, while 9 places recorded temperature below 12 degrees Celsius. On the other hand, mild snowfalls were witnessed in Koida, Tensa and Kolamang areas of Sundargarh district. A thick blanket of snow was seen covering the surface. According to sources, the night temperature in the area dropped to as low as 7 degrees Celsius.
Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik has released a book on Gajapati Kings of the State. The book is titled Gajapati, A King Without a Kingdom and written by Ashok Bal, were released by Chief Minister on Saturday. It deals with fascinating history of Gajapati Kings starting from Suryavanshi Gajapati Kapilendra Dev. Kapilendra Dev and his successors uninterruptedly used the royal title of Gajapati after the Ganga Kings. It is in vogue to date. The book highlights a unique facet of ritual association between Gajapati Kings and Lord Jagannath.
A Pakistani fishing boat with 6 crew members carrying 77 kg of heroin worth Rs. 400 crore was apprehended in the Indian waters off the Gujarat coast. The drug seizure was made on Sunday night in a joint operation by the India Coast Guard and the Gujarat Anti-Terrorist Squad. Gujarat's defense PRO in a tweet said that the Coast Guard in a joint operation with the state ATS apprehended the Pakistani fishing boat Al Husseini with 6 crew members on board in the Indian waters. In April this year, the Coast Guard and the ATS had carried out a similar operation and apprehended a boat with 8 Pakistani nationals carrying 30 kg of heroin worth Rs. 150 crore from the Indian waters near Jakhau Coast in Kutch.
Kadambi Srikanth clinched a historic silver medal in the World Badminton Championships after suffering a straight game defeat to Low Kin Yu of Singapore in the summit clash to notch up the best ever performance by Indian in the men's singles. A former world number one, Srikanth lost 15-21-20-22 to Malaysian-born opponent in 43 minutes. The 28-year-old Srikanth thus bettered the feats of legendary Prakash Padukone, B. Sai Praneeth and Lakshya Sen, whom he had beaten in the semi-finals on Saturday. The maiden silver also placed Srikanth alongside PV Sindhu and Saina Nehwal, who finished runner-up in the past. It is also the first time that India won 2 medals in men's singles at the World Champions.
The enforcement director summoned Bollywood actress Aishwarya Rai Bachchan in connection with the Panama FEMA papers leak case for allegedly violating FEMA. A top ED official confirmed that she was summoned to join the probe on Monday. According to an official, if the actor doesn't join the probe, the ED will think of further legal action. They might seek legal opinion from the experts to decide the future of the course of action, added the official. It isn't the first time that the actor has been summoned in the case. She was summoned earlier on two occasions. However, she didn't join the probe. Earlier on November 9, Aishwarya was summoned to join her testimony in the case.
Indian cricket team head coach Rahul Dravid has stressed on quality practice and good intensity ahead of the team's opening test against South Africa at the SuperSport Park in Johannesburg beginning on December 26, adding that the next 3 days of training would be crucial. With the entire squad in attendance during a grueling practice session under the overcast conditions on Sunday evening, Dravid said that the next 3 days are going to be very important in terms of preparations and getting ourselves right for the first test. He also said that quality practice and good intensity would help the team to overcome the challenges, and it's likely to face the pacey wickets here.
Chinese short video making app TikTok is entering the online food business and has officially tied up with US-based virtual dining concepts to launch TikTok Kitchen. The menu will be inspired by the hottest viral food trends on TikTok, an extremely popular category on their platform. TikTok, with over 1 billion users, provides a space for creators to post food videos from innovative recipes and cooking hacks. The menu will celebrate creators while offering restaurants across the country the opportunity to opt in and become a market partner, the company announced in a statement. TikTok and VDC will reportedly open around 300 locations across the US to start, but plan to expanding around 1,000 by the end of 2022.
That's it for today. For news in detail, visit odishatv.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Deepti Ranjan, signing off.